You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
All right, this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. And we are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte at Hop In. I've been drinking. Truman, you had a drink yet?
I might have partaked.
Okay. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they specialize in turning conversations into content, podcasts, interviews, things of that nature. I'm going to take you to YouTube, get you off that social media so much. I'm joined by Truman of The Truman Show.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Truman, what you doing here, man?
Hitters to the network. One of the guys on my team told me about it, and I was like, sure, we'll pop by and just meet some local business owners or people that are looking to meet other people. I run a group called Executive Club. We're a group of young entrepreneurs here based out of Charlotte, chapters in New York and Raleigh as well. And, really always just looking to curate a community.
So is this like a franchise type thing?
Not quite. Mm-hmm. I don't franchise it. I just, we travel around. Oh. So we do events once a month.
Oh. You travel. So you're kind of a big deal then.
Some people say that.
So what, as far as entrepreneurship, what do you do?
I run the group full time.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So who are the people in this group?
It's people of a variety of industries. They're typically in their 20s and 30s, 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs. I mean, it could be from real estate to watch trading to exotic car rentals to, we have a guy that invests in rare gem mines and, he's in Africa half the time. It just really depends, but we curate mainly on character, values, and mindset. Mm-hmm. Aside from just the business success, we want people that are genuinely good people that, ultimately want to help one another.
Now, what's the demographic?
As far as what?
The group, like they tend to be younger?
Yeah, younger. I would say like mid-20s to mid to late 30s typically. Mine is a men's group, just really focused on brotherhood.
Okay. What are y'all doing at these events?
So we do business mastermind sessions where we share strategies, overcome bottlenecks. So it's like, what's your goal? What's stopping you from hitting that goal? How do we come together, whether it's sharing ideas, whether it's, hey, I made that mistake, don't do that, do this instead. Whether it's, hey, let me dive into my network and connect you with someone that can help solve that. We get guest speakers. So we had the past governor recently, Pat McCrory. We've had, $500 million hedge fund managers. We've had guys that have exited companies for hundreds of millions. Come give their advice. And then we also do things like get cigars, get dinners, just opportunities to connect outside of exchange of business cards.
Now, when you did that, you gestured to this event. I noticed. So how is yours different? I mean, you kind of said it.
Yeah. I would say it's different because one, it's curated. So it's already the demographic. It's a very particular demographic. Two, it's curated on, it's people doing substantial revenue. And then, like I said, the character, the values and everything. But beyond
so
that,
the people got their shit together. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, essentially. And it's an opportunity. I don't know. A lot of these things are like a little bit shallow in terms of like, it lacks the depth. I mean, I'm sure the intention is really good. And, people want to come here to make those connections, but they don't know how to actually bridge that gap. And like, how do I actually build a deep connection with someone and talk to them on a personal level, especially to the point where someone genuinely wants to help, like just exchanging a business card. Why would someone go out of their way to help you? They don't know you.
Yeah.
And so we do events where it's like, you're actually forming real connections with people.
I get that. Cause I've done this at a few events, and the ones that are better curated, I get better conversations.
Yeah.
So I feel you on that.
That makes sense.
So is this a paid type thing?
It is paid. It's a membership model.
Membership model. What's included with that?
First and foremost, just the access to the group. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time. I talk to a ton of people in order to make sure we're getting the right people in the group. And then just the ability to facilitate these high-level guest speakers, people, entrepreneurs that you normally wouldn't be able to connect with, because these guys, a lot of times, to be frank, they're not really at these events. They're actually building their businesses. They're locking their offices. They're out there in the field. How do you connect with these other guys? We do that for you. We curate it. We have this platform that allows you to connect these guys you normally otherwise wouldn't be able to connect with.
Mm-hmm. What's the entry point into getting into the group?
As far as what?
How do you get in? Attend an event, maybe for free or something like that, and then, you got to be invited?
It's invite only. Typically, you apply online. schedule an interview. We'll review your application. If we approve, we'll do an initial interview, just like 15 minutes, talk to you, see, does it initially match? If it does, we'll schedule a second call where you actually dive deep, understand what are your goals, what are your constraints, how can an executive club fit into that if it even does? You know, ultimately, is it a good fit? And if it is, then we would handle enrollment then.
What would keep someone from being admitted? Like, what are y'all looking for?
I would say I've talked to a lot of guys, a lot of successful guys. If they don't have good character and they don't seem like a genuine down-to-earth person that's actually a good person and wanting to do good onto others, I want to accept them. I've talked to a lot of guys that are more focused on flexing or more focused on just...
Stunting on Instagram?
Yes, and also just like not a good person. They're just like, they're arrogant or whatever it may be. You know, I'll withhold language on here, but...
I mean, you say what you gotta say, man.
All right, they're just douchebags. It's like, I don't want guys like that. So I want genuinely good people that are authentic, that are down-to-earth, that are personable. And so... if they're not like that, that's already disqualified. The second one is if they're more of an entrepreneur and are actually doing something with their business, can't actually talk real numbers or, you know, have real experience, that disqualifies them. And outside of that, then it's just seeing if it fits in. It's like, what are you ultimately wanting? Does what we offer, the value we provide, does that match with what you're ultimately wanting?
Have you been pretty good with your process of screening and pulling in the right people?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys taking in new members right now?
We are. So we're at 25 members currently in Charlotte. We're capping it at 50. And so right now we're in the process of just putting ourselves out there a little bit, talking to people, and ultimately getting that right fit. Because ultimately, I mean, without getting super deep into it, memberships is just it's the foundation. We have much bigger visions. We just built a whole advisory board. We're getting into private equity. Like, there's much bigger things to come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it about these events? Because these are becoming much more common. These highly curated groups, you know, different demographics.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Where is this coming from? What do you think is sparking this?
I think society has been set up in a way that isolates us because we're easier to control. At the end of the day, it's 150 people that rule the world. They want us to work, basically be cattle, tax us, and they want us isolated because it's harder to overthrow them if we're together. There's so much power in community. There's so much power in coming together. And so I think it's placed onto us by society over the last few decades. And so as a result of that, human beings, we crave connection. That's how we evolved. That's what we crave. That's what's natural to us. And so a lot of people are coming forward where it's just like, I think it's just natural. It happened organically where I'm like, I want to be around other people that are like-minded. A lot of us, you know, although it's very developed in a society standpoint, our brains are still very primal. So it's like, we want to be in our tribe. We want a tribe. We're supposed to be in a tribe of 150 people, have a sense of community. You know everyone's name. We don't have that. There's too many people these days. So people like me are popping up. We're like, we're going to build a sense of community of people that are like-minded, share our values, and ultimately want to help one another.
Do you have a coach or a mentor?
I have had some at times. Currently, no. But I'm always seeking to acquire wisdom from others. You know, anyone that's older than me or has experience, I think you can learn something from everyone. I mean, even if they're younger, even if they don't seem like they would be that experienced, I can learn something from them. Right now, I would say the closest thing to that is we're building out this advisory board. So we had the former governor just join. We're in talks with a few other heavy hitters that are going to join that ultimately will advise us.
Cool. I had another question, but I just forgot it.
It'll come back.
Maybe. So you guys said you're looking, I mean, you're obviously taking in new members. Won't you look there and tell people how they can find you and maybe what you're looking for as far as people?
For sure. So you can find us on executiveclub.vip. It's our website. You can fill out an application there. You can follow us on Instagram at executiveclub.business on Instagram. I believe that's actually all of our platforms, TikTok, LinkedIn. You can find us there. You can find me personally, Truman S. Hooker. On Instagram, LinkedIn, any of those platforms. But yeah, ultimately go to our website and apply.
Truman, I appreciate your time, man.
I appreciate you.